Today's daf in Masechet Tvachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKedesh, is daf Zayin, and we begin at the two dots today, which is about a third of the way down. So we've been discussing, up until now, a sort of simplified version of what the different categories are in terms of Shinui Kedesh and Shinui Bialin. But things are not that simple, because there's also a different sense of a Shinui Kodesh, which is the details of why it is that a certain carbon is being brought. So we have the concept of a chatas, but yes, a chatas, I understand. A chatas brought for an oila, that's a Shinui Kodesh. A chatas brought for a different person, that's a Shinui Bialin. But what about a chatas that's brought for the same purpose, a chatas, the same person, but for a different chet? How about that? Or let me talk about a todah. A todah is able to be brought by a person for something amazing that happened to him. He was in jail and he got out of jail. He was in a state of desperation in a hospital. He was very ill. He got out of that. He was endangered in the yam. He got whatever it is. Each one of those things we learn out from the pasuk in Tehillim. Each one of those things is a reason to bring a carbon teda, right? So it's also possible that there would be a teda that could be brought for a different type of teda. So, I mean, what would be the din over there? So suppose two people, one person was bringing a teda because he got out of jail, and another person was bringing a carbon teda because he got out of the hospital. And somebody got the titas mixed up and shechted one for the other. Now, it doesn't mean he shechted one in order that the other owner, the bialin, should get the kapora at the time that he does the zrika. Remember that just doing shechita or just doing kabbalah or holacha with a kavana of shinui bialin is not shinui bialin. The only way that something is Shinui Bialin is where the Kavana was doing what I'm doing in order that the Zerika would be for the other Bialin, correct? There's no... What's the matter, Alicia?
I just had a question. This wasn't one of the six things that you had to have in mind, though, the specific hate or the specific
accuse. Come on, man. We're saying that there are more subtle descriptions of a shinui in terms of the kodesh. It's more subtle subsection of shinui kodesh. Yeah. So the question over here would be, you shechted it for the other guy, but you didn't shecht it that the other guy should be the one that gets the ritzui of the teda at the time of the zrika, correct? And therefore that shchita is not shinui bialim. Is that clear? It's very simple. Shechita is never able to create a Shinui Bialin. Let me see intelligence, please, in those dull eyes. Intelligence. Yes. Thank you. Okay. So now that would mean that there ought to be no problem here at all, because there was not a Shinui Kodesh. You shechted it as a Teda, and it was not a Shinui Bialin. But it was shechted for a different type of Toda. There's a toda for getting out of jail, and there's a toda for getting out of the hospital, and there's a toda for getting out of a boating accident. And these are different todas. So what would be the din there? So Rabba Amar, that is perfectly kosher. When we say kosher, we mean it's oila, l'shem that person. And that we don't mean kosher. Obviously, it's kosher because it's never possible. But the question was the person yotze his chiyav? That's the issue. And it's lo, normally we said, if it's really a Shinui Kodesh, so lo also a Bialin l'shem chova. In this case, is it considered to be a Shinui or not? That's our issue. So Rabbah says it's kosher, meaning it is not considered to be a Shinui at all, and it's not a Shinui Kodesh, and therefore it's even Eila for the person who brought it. Rav Chista says it's pos. So what are we arguing? And Rabbah says, look, it's kosher. This is a toda that was shechted as a toda, correct? So what's your problem? Where do you get the idea that subsections of toda would be considered to be a Shinui Kodesh? Rav Chisda says, no, there is, in fact, a moker for calling something a subsection change. Because a teda has to be shechted for, remember, the din of the teda, we shechted under the category of shlomim. But it has to be its own type of shlomim. Why do we use the word shlomim? Because it's bisar zevach todat shilamav. Shilamav means his own shlomim. And remember that the Torah, we said, was a subcategory of shlomim, and therefore a teda l'shem shlomim in general is considered to be perfectly okay, because the Torah is a shlomim. And in the context of Torah being a shlomim, the word that's used is shilamav. Shilamav means his own shlomim, right? So then that means that there is a new concept, says Rav Chisda, of a subsection of why are you bringing your particular Taida. And therefore, it's nothing to do with you. It has to do with the Taida. And it's a different type of Taida. That's why the reason we use the word Shlomav is because the moker of the din is in this pasuk of Shlomav. That's why. And therefore, we're explaining it because of the word, his own. Rabba says, you're wrong. And I'll prove it to you. Mina aminala. There is no such thing as a subsection of Toida. Because take a look at this braita, and you'll see that I'm right. The Tanya. Ubisar zevach todat shlamav, biyom hakrivo et zivcho. So what does it say over there? This tells us, we learned this before, so we're just going through it quickly. The way that it states is todat shlamav. What does that say to you? It says that the category is shlamim, and the subcategory is todah, right? Todat shlamav, the todah of his shlamim, which teaches us, says Abba Chanin, that this teaches us that if you shechted a shlamim, a todah the same shlamim, so that's fine, because a todah is a subcategory of shlamim. So balalamid, todah sheshechata l'shem shlamim is kosher. But a shlamim that was shechted l'shem todah is puzzle. We had all of this before. Umay afresh ben zelazem, why do I make that distinction? Because that's the point of the pasuk. The todah is called a subsection of shlamim. But shlamim is not called a subsection of teda. So that's quite clear from the pasuk. Okay, now, says Rabbi, remember that? So here's why I think it proves that you're wrong. It says a shlamim as a todah is puzzle. But that means a todah as a todah is kosher, doesn't it? I mean, that's the whole point. So if that's the case, what would be a todah l'shem todah? I mean, it must be a todah being brought for the different purpose of this other guy who got out of the hospital, and that's not called a different type of todah. Isn't that the whole point of this diuk that I'm making? I mean, otherwise you could tell me that a todah l'shem todah is itself puzzle. I mean, that's not what it's saying over here. No, come on, that doesn't necessarily mean that. It means that it means that if it's his own todah, so then the fact that it's his own is enough to make it the same todah, because it's this person's sense of thankfulness. Now, it's true that he had two separate korbanas. He had a korban todah for when he got out of the hospital, and then he had a carbon teda after he came back from attending the Trump rally. I mean, after getting out of the prison. So in that case, he's got two separate tedas, right? For two separate reasons. So maybe the overarching scheme of expressing your gratitude for something that happened, if it's for the same person, maybe that's not considered to be a change at all. Okay. I could see that that's even the case in the accepting that there may be subsections of Teda, but not subsections of your own Teda. But if you put it together with the fact that this is another person's consciousness that the Teda is coming for, which is a different quality of Toda, and it's for a different purpose. So then the fact that a different person got out of the hospital and set aside a carbon, the difference between your getting out of jail and setting aside your carbon is so great that I could still consider to be a subsection of type in terms of Torah. Says Rabbi, I'm sorry, my dear friend, but that's not going to help you, that argument. It's very sophisticated, but it doesn't make any difference at all. Because you're still saying that what would be the din? That if it were someone else's Torah, you're still insisting that that would be a subcategory, and therefore it would be a Shinoi Kodesh in terms of sub-Kodesh, right? That's what you're saying. Well, I still have the same proof. Because then why would it say over here in the Braita, a shlamim l'shem Torah is possible? You could have said a big Kiddush. You could have said a teda l'shem Torah is possible, as long as somebody else is, but you don't. So obviously that's not a big enough change. If I would have known that a toda for a toda is possible, so certainly a shlamim for a toda is possible. Nah, come on, that's not, I mean, what was the whole point here? The whole point was learning from the pasuk that says todat shlamav, what the relationship is between the Torah and the Shlamim, for heaven's sakes. It wasn't to tell me the dinim of Shalom Lishma. You tell me it could have said Torah L'shem Torah. Yeah. It also could have said, I mean, it's ridiculous. The point over here was to teach that if I would have thought that Shalkadai Ramina, if a Torah is called a Shlamim, so then a Shlamim could be called a Torah. Isn't that the whole point? So it's trying to make clear, no, it's only a one-way direction. You would have thought that Kishachet L'Shem Torah should be kosher, Kamash Malan. That's what we're coming to discuss here. We're not coming to discuss Torah L'Shem Torah. So you can't bring a raya from here at all. So forget about it. Okay. Now, Rava, a lot of what we're about to learn is review. But what we're doing over here is we're bringing together all of the different Ma'amorim of Rava that focus on this sugya. There's seven different Ma'amorims, even though some of it is review, that's fine. Let's put it all together. We've talked about these things before. So Rava says like this, a chatas that you shecht for the type of different chatas. So let's say you had a chatas chelev for eating chelev, and it's brought for the chait of eating dam. That's okay. But if you shecht a chatas for an oila, that is not okay. Now here okay means okay. It means it is completely possible. When we're talking about psula, we don't mean obviously because the chatas was the one thing that a shinui kodesh is considered to be actually possible, not simply lo alalabalim l'shem chova. So in this case, when we say puzzle, we mean puzzle. That's the point. And over here, when we say kosher, we mean completely kosher. It's Eilu L'Balim L'Shem Chayva. It's not considered to be a shinui whatsoever. And therefore, it would be either completely kosher or completely puzzle. But there's no din of partial that it's yes, but it's only an oila, but not, it's only kosher to be on the korban, but it's not kosher for him. There's no such halacha. And therefore, the din would be here that it's completely kosher. Why is that? Well, take a look at the pasuk. What was the basis of a chatas needing to be a chatas? The whole point was that it says, v'shachat ota lichatat. Was it or was it not? Go ahead. Yes, it was shechted for a chatas. So what's your problem? You want to make up a different type of din? And there's no such din in the pasuk, okay? So therefore, that's what the beloved one told us, and that's what it means. So that Omer Achmana, and this was a chatas l'shem chatas, was nishchat. Now, if you do it l'shem oila, so then it's not a chatas l'shem chatas, and then it's pasul totally, as we learned in the Mishnah. Okay, now, binogeya shinoi balim, interestingly enough, it's exactly the opposite. If you had a chatas and you shechted that chatas in order for somebody else to be mitchaper with that chatas, and that person was chayev a chatas, then the whole thing is possible because of shinui bialim. But if you shechted a chatas for someone who is mechuyev an oila, not a chatas, then it would not be possible. Al misha mechuyav olak sheira. Now, how do I get that? My timer. Because what's the mocker in the Torah for the halacha of shinui ba'alim? V'chiper alav, right? It has to be alav velo al chavero. But wherever you're talking about A and not B, obviously the B has to be part of the same set as A, because otherwise it's a meaningless statement. V'chiper alav, be mechaper on him, but do not be mechaper for all of the car dealers in the area. What? Who? What? That's ridiculous. That's completely random. So if you're saying A but not B, you're obviously talking about where you have a set of two things that are similar. What's the similarity? Two people were chayav chatas, and you had the wrong chatas owner in mind. That's what it means. That's a pashtus. That's the concept of one and not the other. This is called chavero dumya didei. Wherever we have a set, it has to be, obviously, a similar set. So if it's saying he and not the other, then the other is somehow similar to him, which means, in this case, that other person was also chayev, the same type of kapara, as he is chayev. But if that person was chayev an oila and not a chatas, then he's not considered to be an alternative at all, and therefore this is not a shinui violent. Now, furthermore, this is mamish subtle. Furthermore, I want to tell you something else, which you're going to think I'm crazy. If you shecht a chatas for somebody who isn't mechuy of anything, then it's puzzle. How is that? I thought you said he has to be similar to this guy. I'll tell you why. Because everybody is chai of something. They may not know it, but they're all a bunch of bums. And I guarantee you, there's something they did that's wrong. So now, if they already set aside a korban oila, so then that oila was set to be mechaper on all of those little things that they maybe missed on Kriyat Shema today or whatever, right? So that is already part of the oila. So then if I'm shechting the chatas on him, then he's not a person that's chayev the chatas at all. But if he didn't set aside an oila, he's not chayev anything. Then he is chayev something. So therefore, if you're going to shech the chatas on him, you are shechting it on the person who could bring this korban and is not the correct owner. Why? She'ein lecha adam Yisrael she'ein mechuyav aseh. You are at least going to be chayav for doing something that you were over on an essay. And remember that Rava said that a chatas is mechaperet on chayve aseh. Even though it's not brought for that, but remember we had the idea yesterday that we introduced of kiva and kufya. So we had two new terminologies, which we were sure that Gavi had written down with his magic pen. And it's actually absolutely, when it's nogea, it blinks, it starts blinking. So those words, mikufya umikiva, that's still true. So the korban chatas is mechaper for sure on a chayve yesei, because if a korban chatas is mechaper, even a chayve kritut, al chayve yesei lo kol shekein, so for sure it's going to be mechaper on an asei. Wait, I don't understand. You're saying now the bat minahu, the chiv over here for the oila? I mean, he wasn't chayv, he was chayv an oila for the asei. That's not the same as a chatas. I thought Rava just got finished saying that if you sechted a chatas for someone who was mechuyav a chatas, then it's considered to be a shinui bailin. But if you shechted it on mishu mechuyav oila, it's not a shinui bailin. And now he's saying that since you're chayav an oila because you did an asei, so because of that, you're considered to be the same as the chiv of a chatas. I'm very confused. Ah, that's because you don't remember the Gavi rule. Mikiva lo mechapra, but mikufya mechapra. If you had set aside a korban oila on it, so then it was kavua, it was defined as a korban that was going to be brought as an oila to be mechapra on these chatoyim. But if the person had never set aside an oila for it, and he had brought a korban chatas, then anything that he would have been chayev is as a korban oila would automatically have been included in the hakrava of the chatas because of the kal v'chomer that we just said. If the chatas is mechaper on a kares, it's certainly going to be mechaper on whatever chiyuvi I say that he had. Therefore, strangely enough, If you shechted it for the kfiyas of the other person's karban, which is an eila, then he's not mechuyev kapara kimotcha, and it's not included in alav velo al chaveiro, because it's not chaveiro dumya didei. But if that person could have been mischaper on a chatas had he brought one, then the kufya is enough to create a similarity in the set, even though it's not enough, obviously, to create an actual chatas. We had the same idea yesterday when it came to tmura. It's possible for something to be a member of a certain set without its defining the nature of the karma. So it's good enough that he gets a kapara mikufya to enable him to make a tmura to be considered to be the mitchaper. It's not good enough for him to be considered to be the owner of the korban and therefore should be the kavua korban for him, right? Same idea applies over here. These are very much expanding the envelope of the simple, and this is the derech of the Gemara always. We start off with the simpler sets. We end up making more and more subtle distinctions as we go on. So now we're getting into the detailed distinctions between type of chataot, type of todot, the relationship of the inside the various shlomim relationships that we're going to be discussing about, the difference between them, and so on. Another thing that Rava said...
He needs to dream.
Another thing, says Rava, this is something that we learned already on the first day of Zvachim, but again, because it's one of Rava's Maimarim, we're just putting it together here, but you'll remember this. V'yomar Rava, an oila sheshechata shelo lishma, asur lizrok adama shelo lishma. You remember the whole rest of it. Nidava, I thought it was a neder, etc., etc. And it could be, it's the pasuk, or ibaitemasvara, mishum deshaniba, just because you made one shinoi, you should continue in making more. You know, kiddereish pirka, we had this before, you remember. Okay, we just wanted to put it here. So it's like it was on the first day we started. Yomar Rava, another thing that Rava had said. An Eila that was being brought after the owner died. This is the sugi that we were talking about before in the case of the Yoledet, remember? So if you shechted that as a Shinoi Kadesh, it's posel. Posel in the sense that the heir will have to re-bring it. They'll have to bring a new korban. Assuming that his father, assuming it was his father still has money in the estate to cover his debts, so then the heir has to bring from his father's estate another carbon, because the first one was wrecked. Fine. But if you shechted it, b'shinoi ba'alim, it's kosher, because nobody owns it. The owner is defined as the person who's going to get the kapara, and the dead person cannot get a kapara from a korban. And therefore, there's no issue of shinoi ba'alim, because there is no ba'alim. The in ba'alim la'achar mita. Whereas, Reb Pinchas, berei de Rav Ami Omar, not true. Yesh ba'alim, Liachar mita. There is a Baalim. The Baalim is the heir himself. He's the Baalim. Why wouldn't he be called the Baalim? Wow. So he seems to be saying that he actually owns it and he gets the kapora. Omale Ravashu or Pinchas Pereder Rami. Did you mean literally that Yesh Baalim Liachar mita? In other words, you're actually disagreeing with Rava's whole point and you're saying he's the owner. And therefore, it's a typical shelo lishma. Is that what you were saying? And therefore, we're going to have to bring another one if it was brought for the wrong person? Or are you simply saying mikufya? You're saying that you look at it as if it was a bialim. Why? Because you're only arguing on the way I said it. There's no bialim. So you were saying, since we saw yesterday, that there's a concept of having been the individual through whom the carbon was brought. And that itself gives you a mikufya kind of kapara. And we talked about that in terms of Hilchos Tshuva yesterday and so on. So maybe that's all you meant, is that in the event that the heir would have had various chiyuvim for missing kriyat shema. So yad kama asei gabe. So since he would have gotten a kapara mikufya, so you're calling it as if he's the Baalim, but you don't really mean that he's the Baalim. It doesn't mean that he has to replace it because it was a Shinoi Kadesh. It's just saying that, you know, don't be so cavalier about saying there is no Baalim le'achar misa. You shouldn't say that. You should say there's no psul of Shoei Lishma. Said Rav Pinchas, I meant exactly what I said. He is the real Baalim. I totally disagree with Rava. And I say that a carbon that was left to an heir becomes his carbon. And therefore, if there was a Shinoi Baalim, then it has to be re-mukrav. And therefore, okay, so then if that's the case, it means that what we said before is not true according to Rav Pinchas. We said the Gemara said before that he's not considered to be the real owner. He's only the owner legabi mikufya, not legabi mikiva. He's saying, I hold he's the real owner. Okay. That's what he seems to be saying. Another thing that Rava said. The Amar Rava, an Eila is a Doron. The point of an Eila is that it's not really coming for Kapara. It's coming for Ritzui. And Ritzui, as I said before, Ritzui is Kavayachol, an emotional issue. So in the same that we say foreplay is Ritzui. That means simply we're in each other's mood. Same thing, kevayachol, we mean by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eila is not coming for any of the dinim of Kapara. It's coming as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has emotions and is upset, and now you're going to bring this as a gift, and that's going to make him feel better. So that's the level of the relationship of the Eila. And I'll prove it to you. Because, look, ask yourself what the case is that you're bringing the carbon oila to be a kapara for your car. You said it's a kapara for an assay. Okay, so let me ask you something. Did the guy do teshuvah or not? If he didn't do teshuvah, and he's one of these idiots who thinks you could bring a carbon and that's the teshuvah, so then it's called zevach reshaim toeva. You remain the same Russia you were before. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in karbanas from Rishayim. So therefore, you're not going to get any kind of Ritzui anyway. It's just disgusting. I hate it when people try to lick up, suck up to me, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Get out of here. Keep your karbanas to yourself. Okay. If the guy did teshuva, why does he need the karban? Because didn't we learn in the Braita, if a person is over al mitzvah taseh, and he does teshuva, that's it. Lo zaz misham ad shemochalim lo, he is nimchal on the spot. So why is he bringing the carbon? If he's nimchal already, there's no point in bringing the oila. Must be that the point is only ritzui and not kapara. El alav shmamina doronhu. It's basically similar to giving your wife flowers after you made up, right? So you're sending flowers. What are you sending flowers for? Didn't you already say I'm sorry? Yeah, sure, try that one. So there's always a point for Ritzui. Okay. Tanya Nami, Achi, Omar Rabbi Shima, Chatat Lama Ba'a. Why do we bring a carbon chatas? What kind of ridiculous question is that? Why is a chatas? A chatas is coming with chaper. No, I mean, why is it that we always bring the chatas before we bring the Eila? And the din is, wherever chatas and eila are being brought together, you always bring the chatas before the eila. I'm asking why. I'll tell you why. Because it's like a marshal, praklit shenichnas. So you send in basically a guy who's supposed to be the person who's your lawyer, and he's explaining, and he's, all right, so here it doesn't mean literally lawyer, but it means somebody who's trying to smooth things over, right? Okay, so you sent in your marriage counselor to apologize for your wife. Well, you know, that's all very nice. You need to understand why your husband did this. He's really a good guy, blah, blah, blah. And then if She's ready to forgive you, so then husband walks in with some flowers. That's the point. Same thing is true over here. The proclete comes in, he does a good job, reads subproclete. The next thing you know is the buzzer rings on the door and somebody's delivering flowers. Niklas Doron Acharav. So it's the same thing. The Chatas is the proclete in this mashal, and the Ola is the doorbell with the flowers. So it's basically the same idea that the concept is a Doron. Okay, getting back now to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah made a very important assertion, namely that the Pesach and the Chatas are different. Pesach and the Chatas, if you'd made a Shinui Kodesh, it says in the Mishnah, it is completely possible, not just possible in the sense of Lo Alo Lo Balin. So how do we know that? Well, let's talk about the Korban Pesach. How do we know that that's true about a Korban Pesach? Well, it says in the Pesach, Shamor et Chodesh Aviv, V'asita Pesach, you're supposed to be making a Pesach. Now, obviously, the very next Pesach talks about bring your Pesach. So why put in together with Shamor et Chodesh Aviv the idea of V'asita Pesach? Since the whole parsha, that was just an introduction, it then says, V'zavachta Pesach l'Hashem Elokecha tzonu v'kar. So what's the point of V'asita Pesach at the beginning? That means V'asita, all of the asiyot, which means all of the four matirin, all shall be done as a Pesach. Now I'm going to tell you what to do. V'zavachta Pesach, and so on and so forth. So you kol asiyotav l'shem Pesach, that means that it's a mitzvah. Now, this doesn't answer our question. Remember, there is a very special rule, which applies only to Kachim. And that is that in Kol HaTorah Kula, when the Torah gives you a mitzvah, it's definitive. And if you don't do it the way that it says to do it, you're not Yotzei. But when it comes to Kachim, it's not definitive. Every halacha is a preference, not a definition. Now, the reason for that, if you think about it, is obvious. The point of the Aveda is that it's supposed to be from your end. And therefore, it needs to be, however, not defined by you, because if you're bringing a gift to somebody, I mean, it's got to be something that that person wants and enjoys, right? So therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kevayachol tells you, this is the way I'd like it done, it indicates a preference, but it doesn't indicate an absolute. In order for it to be an absolute, there needs to be an indication of the absolute. Now, there's different ways to make an indication. You can repeat yourself. If it's repeated twice, that is called Shana Alav HaKatuv Le'akev. The Pusik repeats it to indicate that this is an absolute and it's not a preference. That's a special din by Kachim. There are other ways to indicate that. You can use a word like chukat olam. You know, I mean, those are like very, this is the way it's better be, Buster. Okay, so that is quite clear that it's not a preference. So when we bring this Pusik, bring that Pesach, that means le mitzvah, not la akev. So the two different levels are, if you just say it once, it's la mitzvah. If you then repeat it, it's la akev. Okay? So far, we had that one pasuk, and that simply tells us, kol asiyotav l'shem Pesach is for a mitzvah. Do it for a mitzvah. That only tells us shinui kodesh for a mitzvah. Where does it say anything about shinui bialim for a mitzvah? Now, of course, even if we understand the mitzvah, we still haven't answered our question. Our question was, how does the Mishnah know that it's actually ma'akev, right? So we're going to have to get to the next step afterwards. But let's first establish the two mitzvahs. When Suri was just getting into the daf. Hey. Sheesh. All right. There we go. So now, you're telling me it's a mitzvah in terms of Shinui Kodesh. Do it as a Pesach. And how do we know that Shinui Bialim is a mitzvah? Well, It says, Va'amartem Zevach Pesach Hu. What does that mean? The Zevach is for the Pesach. Shetei Zvicha L'Shem Pesach. So you'll say, well, that's only repeating Shinoi Kadesh. Where is it telling me Shinoi Bailiim? That works with an Im'eno Inyan. Im'eno Inyan L'Shinoi Kadesh. Tneu Inyan L'Shinoi Bailiim. So in other words, our preference here is instead of saying that this pasuk is the second pasuk to tell me ikuva, instead we look first for the mitzvah. Since the mitzvah wasn't necessary, because I already know that all the asiyas have to be l'shem Pesach, from the first pasuk of Yasita Pesach l'shem Elokecha, so because of that, this additional v'amartem zevach Pesach teaches me that it must be l'shem the owner of that particular Pesach. Okay, so what would we have established so far? We've established mitzvah, both for Shinoi Kodesh and for Shinoi Bailiim, but that's only stage one. The Mishnah claims that this is also le'akev. How do we know that it's not just a mitzvah as a preference, but it's also le'akev? Omar Kra, well, the Pasuk says, V'zavachta Pesach la'Hashem Elokecha. That means, that's that second pasuk of the beginning that we said, Shomor Chodesh Aviv V'asita Pesach. The next pasuk is V'zavachta Pesach. Okay, so now that means we've got a repeat. Make sure that it should also be a le'ikuva. It's got to be a Pesach, not just v'zavachta l'Hashem Elokecha, since you said 2 seconds before v'asita Pesach, then why are you saying v'zavachta Pesach? Well, obviously, that's what I'm talking about, right? So this is an additional Pesach. Okay, so then that means that that Pesach is now me'akev, and it's puzzle if it's a Shinoi Kodesh. Matkifor of Safra, excuse me, you would be right if indeed this pasuk was extra. But it's not extra. This pasuk is an absolutely wild pasuk. It's one of the most incredible limudim. Read that pasuk and tell me this makes sense. It says, V'zavachta Pesach l'Hashem Elokecha tzon uvakar. What? Where in the world can you bring bakar for a Korban Pesach? A Korban Pesach has got to be the lamb, right? Whoever heard of a cow on your Pesach? Did you ever see a cow on your Pesach table? A roasted cow? Of course not. So why is the pasuk talking about make a Pesach a cow? This is bad editing, to say the least. Must be some other god wrote this one. Okay, so let the Bible critics have fun. But we understand what the pasuk is saying, which is an amazing thing. What it's telling me, as Reb Nachman pointed out, the Om Reb Nachman Om Rabba Baravua, how do we know that if you set aside a Korban Pesach, which was then not used for the Korban Pesach, so now it's Motar Pesach. Remember that idea? We've spoken about Motar Chatas, Motar Ola, Kayitza Mizbeach. This is a Motar Pesach. What do we do with the leftovers that were set aside for Pesach and was unused? We bring it as a Shlamim. How do we know that? Shenema v'zavachta Pesach l'Hashem Elokecha tzon uvakar. Take the unused Pesach and bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the broader category of the Shlamim, of which Pesach was a member anyway. So if you're not going to be bringing it as a Pesach, bring it for something that you could have brought Tzon u'Bakar. And what is that? Halo ein Pesach ba'ala min ha'kvasim u'min ha'izim. It's got to be coming from a keves of some kind. That must mean the Motar HaPesach should be part of its overall grouping, which is under the Shlomim, and it should be Shehele Davar Haba Min Atzonu Min Abakar, which is what? Shlomim. So this pasuk is extremely important. It's coming to tell me the whole placement of Pesach in terms of the overall structure of the Karbanos. It's coming to tell me the din of Meisar Pesach. What are you telling me? It's an extra pasuk to restate something that we already know, and therefore it's coming Likuva. I'm sorry, sir, but this pasuk has already been taken. Beep. So where are you going to know it from? Okay, says Rip Safra. I got another marker. El Amr of Safra, the real place is. Of course, you're right. This pasuk of Vizavachta Pesach, that's true. That was what Reb Nachman said, to teach me that a Pesach is brought as a Shlomim, yes. And what is Shomar et Chodesh Aviv? Go, here's the point. Shomar et Chodesh Aviv, we said before, was our first pasuk, right? And we said that was Shinui Kodesh. Okay, yeah, that was L'mitzvah. We're talking about La'akev. Hey, we're talking about La'akev. Okay, relax, hold on. I'm starting from the beginning. Now, Shomar Chodesh Aviv, that was our first pasuk. That was Shinui Kodesh as a mitzvah, yes. Okay, then we went to the next pasuk. Ve'amartem Zevach Pesach. Okay, that we said is Im Eino Inyan L'Shinui Kodesh, Tneu Inyan L'Shinui Bailin. But that's also L'mitzvah. Okay, so now we know Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Balim L'Mitzvah. Now, what's the next word? Ve'amartem Zevach Pesach. Who? Aha! What's that who? Obviously, who? So, Ve'amartem Zevach Pesach. Who remembers an existential who? Heim. Haya. Any word that relates to existence is meant to be absolute because existence is to be or not to be. That is the question. And therefore, since it says over here to be, it means that it's ma'akev. And therefore, who is always la'akev? And it means that Pesach has better be a Pesach or it ain't anything, meaning that it's puzzle. Then that would be true whether we're talking about the who aspect of the Shinui Kodesh, or whether we're talking about the who aspect of the Shinui Bailim. So now we know that it is absolutely Ikuva. But there's a big problem. This was only said in conjunction with what? Vizavachta Pesach. Uh-oh. So then that would mean it's only a din in the Shechita. How would we know the Kabbalah and the Halacha and the Zrika? So Ashkech and Zvicha, what about everything else? Shar Avodot Minolan. Well, once it told us that the din of Shinui Kodesh was true for all of the Avodas, because over there it said V'yasita, didn't say V'zavachta. Here it says Zevach Pesachu, true. But, I mean, the overall Pasuk initially said V'yasita Pesach, from which we learned Kol Asiyotav, which is all Arba Matir, and have to be L'Shem Pesach. So once it already said that, so then the who, which might be a reference only to the Zevach, if it was looked at locally, is seen as a continuation of the first Pasuk. And that's V'yasita Pesach L'Shem Elokecha. So it just makes sense to say that Hoil V'Gali, Gali, once the Pasuk already made it clear that all of the Asiyot are included, so then the who would be going also back on all of the Asiyot, and it would all be Ma'akev. Rav Ashi says, it's a nice try, but that doesn't, I mean, you don't have any real basis. That's what you feel emotionally. But where does it say that you can do a whole V'Gali Gali? There's no, it's not a Mamatzinu, it's not one of the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes. Bam, why are you saying that once it's Megala, so probably, I mean, probably is not enough. But we don't say that. I want a real Raya. So I will tell you that the din that we're looking for of a Shinui Bailin is true about all of the Avodais. We know that from our favorite pasuk of the Hekesh. Zot haTorah la'ola la'mincha v'la'chatat v'la'asham v'limiluim u'lezevach ha'shelamim. And I know what you're going to say. Yeah, but it doesn't say Pesach there. And therefore you cannot say that we have a limud for Pesach, which would turn all of the other limudim into the Shana Lavakos of La'akev anyway, because we already know it from the pasuk. But the pasuk didn't mention Shlomim. Wrong. It does mention Shlomim. It does? Yes. Because look at this further Braita. The Braita says that the next pasuk, after that wonderful pasuk that lists every single pasuk, every single carbon, what's the next pasuk? Biyom tzavoto et b'nei Yisrael lahakriv et korbanehem. Well, you just mentioned all the Karbanayim. So why are you saying this is the din of the Olah and the Shlamim and the Chatat? Well, you just mentioned every single Karban. I didn't. I left out the Korban Pesach. That's why I'm mentioning now Korbanot Tehem, which includes the Bechor, the Maaser, the Pesach, all subcategories of Shlomim, which are nonetheless, if you take the two Psukim together, is a Hekesh of every single type of Shlomim, together with the Hekesh to the Asham and the Chatas and the Miluim and so on and so forth, which adds Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach. It means that they are now all compared to the Shlomim. Ma Shlomim, Bein Shinui Kedesh, Bein Shinui Bailin. We already established that way before. There's a mitzvah that you cannot be Mishana the Kedesh or your Bailin when it comes to the Shlomim. And we learned out all the other Korbanas from the Hekesh from Shlomim. So that's the given. Now we know that that's the given on the Pesach. So what do you think all these other Psukim were for? Just like the Shlomim, Bein Zvicha, Bein Shar Avodot, Lo Chalakta B'em LeMitzvah, the extra Psukim by the Pesach come to tell me that so to the Pesach, it has all of those dinim plus. And what's the plus? La'akev. Lo Tachlok Bo Bein Zvicha L'Shar HaAvodot, even in terms of Ikuva. Wow. But then that leaves us with an extra who. Because we thought we needed to have that who to existentially define the Pesach as being unchangeable. And now it turns out that actually it's learnt out from the repetitive dinim which were given after the Hekesh to Shlomim already told us all of the dinim of the Pesach, right? So we no longer need the who. So why do we have a who? So Elohu Lamali. So what's the who for? Ah. The who is to tell me a very fascinating halacha that we already saw elsewhere. And this is a antithetical who. What do you mean? The Torah uses this who so that you should understand the difference between a who that could actually be existentially definitive and a who with a context proves to you that it is not existentially definitive. And that was the halacha that we learned before. Kidatanya. By Pesach, it says who. But where does it say who? It says who with the Shechita. And indeed, the Shechita is Li'ikuva. But by Osham, remember where it said who? It said who with the Pasuk of Hiktiro Tamakoina Mizbecha, Ishela Hashem, Asham who. And therefore, this who is coming to say, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching you, if I tell you who, in the context of a zvicha, I mean it. If I tell you who, in the context of something where I could dispense with the need of the emurim at all, as we said before, a korban without emurim is still perfectly kosher, even if I never put anything on the mizbeach, as long as the dam was on the mizbeach. That's the point. Why do you think the who is mentioned here? It's specifically to tell me, do not worry about the emurim. So this is an anti-limud. This who teaches us about that who is meant to say it remains an usham even if any changes were made, because we don't care. That's the point. Wow, what a limud. And since it's only said la'achar haktarat emurim, that if you didn't bring the emurim at all, it would be kosher. Wow.